और जी एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन मैनेजमेंट और गुरु महाराज वाज ऑफ ऑन्टोलॉजिकल नेचर अब सन्यासी एंड नॉट वेरी प्रैक्टिकल टू मीट सो मेनी पर्सन्स फॉर टीचिंग पर्पस एक्सेट्रा सिक्लूडेड नेचर सो ही फेल्ट हिमसेल्फ टू मच डिस्टर्ब बाय द एब्सेंस ऑफ तीर्थभागा. At that time he was very much disturbed in his heart and expressed some of his internal relationship with Kunjabau. There is a letter and it was published. Letter of Prabhupada. There we find that Prabhupada says, he gives his own identification as Nayanamani Manjari. I am a young girl. Nayanamani Manjari is my name. Vrishabhanunandani, the Radharani, likes me very much. And he always tries to keep me just before his eyes. But I am not very able, expert in discharging my duties. But Bimala Manjari can help me to do my quota of service given by Radharani. But at present, that Bimala Manjari has become apathetic towards Radharani and left me. Paramosha Shobhana Bimala Manjari Kotte Pare. Vinodini Sangha Vimukha Haiya. So I am not able to discharge my little quota of duty that is expected from me by Radharani. That's this formula. This is a formula according to which one will try to find his real highest aim of realization. Traveling through this path, it is couched in such a way. So from there we know Vimala, that was the name of Prabhupada, Vimala Ananda, Vimala Prasad. So from his name, connecting with his name, Kunjababu was given the name of Vimala Manjari. And he was expert in doing the external side of the duty. And the Prabhupada, he, with his help, could satisfy or satisfactorily discharge his own duty as wanted by Radharani, or as he saw it heart in Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is a kind of posing formula. Following this, we are to reach to our goal. From there we know that Bimala Manjari in the internal circle of service Kundalabu had his such position. Of taking that position of his Gurudev, at present, that Jyoti Maharaj, he also conceives him as his servitor, and that Bimala Manjari he must have got a bona fide position in the higher circle, and by my powerful prayer I came near him and got some inspiration to do this, to undertake this task, and I am doing so. That is what he wants to say here, as far as I understand. But this is a formula of the higher type for our realization, but how far one is practically doing and how far it will be applied to any particular case, that is to be determined. One side, the Sahajiya, they have all such formula, and they are trying to follow this, and we counsel them abhorrently. At another side, if such things are really existing for the lover of truth, cent percent, and to approach from his bona fide sincere position of higher devotion. So particular cases should be dealt whether it can be applied here or there. Govindavan Bhujan.
One question arises that generally we preach or we hear your divine grace say that if I have got it or if I have seen it, then it is rotten. Generally such high things are not admitted so openly in the public.
Yes.
And if a great soul has got such anubhuti, he will not say such things to the general mass. This is the only thing which we are anxious about.
Yes. Correct.
This is not for advertisement, but to be conceived like the highest, most precious achievement. Prabhupada's writings, Anubhashya or this Bhagavad Vibhuti, we did not find such type of
self-advertisement. Never. I think at the end of Anubhasya, in a very covered way, very hidden way, he mentioned his Gurudev.
Balaji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sarup Damodar, Baladhar.
Yes.
But I am a servant of the servant.
But nobody can understand that unless they are connected with Prabhupada in the mission. A general man will read it. You cannot understand the meaning of it. It looks like poetry.
What in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhagavatarka Marichi Mala, he says, and it sounds as though Yati Maharaj has taken from there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, one day, while penetrating deeply on the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarup Damodar, the right-hand personal attendant of Mahaprabhu, came to me in a vision and said,
if I do not mention this, then I commit some offense against my guru.
Yes.
Yeah. So he has got direct order in his inspiration.
Yes.
That you
reveal it.
Give your you express your position as such, and then you begin this work.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur
to Bhagavatar ekta ye diyechen.
Prathom
shlokta.
Janmadasya
yatonnayan. At a new explanation he has given, drawn from the inspiration of Swarup Damodar. And also he has expressed that he gave a new explanation to a particular slok of Bhagavad Gita. Kipram Dhabad Bhavati Dharma Atma in assembly of Yamarajo. Yamarajo.
Sabha.
And that. But as he mentioned there, his own Sakhi Sarup anywhere, though he has mentioned it in a song, Kamala Manjari, his name, he expressed, my name is such, my dress is such, my service is such. That is the highest position in the service of Radharani. He has given them to us. Jyotri Maharaj has not mentioned his name there.
No.
His own name. Abhinav Parishai name.
Hare
Sometimes also Narottam Das Thakur expressing that sort of higher aspiration in his songs.
Man Maharaj also was expressing his Swarup for a long time. And perhaps he has mentioned in book, some book of his publication. Hari Krishna. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. This is the introduction of the publication of Bhagavata.
First page. Sarvapratam Prishta.
Pratam Prishta.
Yeah. Preface.
Read it again from the very beginning.
Preface. Fallen.
Huh?
Fallen, patita.
No, in the beginning, from the very beginning.
This is the very beginning.
Oh, very beginning.
Yes.
The fallen.
Fallen.
Fallen. Still fallen am I. Who else except Sri Gaura Hari's.
Who else except
Sri Gaura Hari, his mercy embodiment, Sri Nityananda's other self, Gurudev, his divine grace, Srimad Bhakti Bilas Tirtha Goswami Maharaj, who is none but Bimala Manjari, eternally waiting upon the transcendental erotic dalliance.
I find that is a defect. Gaur Hari.
Yeah. Nityananda.
The Nityananda's line.
Yeah. This Sakya Madhura.
How is it?
Abhas Regulam.
What is this?
Aminadekshalam. Kintu, without asking you, we could
Gaur
not.
Gaur Hari Nityananda. By their grace, he must go to the line of Radharani, and then Gurudev, or Prabhupada, then he should come to Bimala Manjari. But what does he say? Fallen as I am.
Still fallen am I.
Yes.
Who else? Okay. Who else except Sri Gaura Hari's mercy embodiment of Sri Nityananda's other self, Gurudev? Tapranandich, in his divine grace.
Nityananda's other self, Sri Gurudev.
Then, in the same
There he can find the Bimala Manjari.
This is also a problem.
Then,
His Divine Grace, Srimad Bhakti Bilas Tirtha Goswami Maharaj, who is none but Bimala Manjari, eternally waiting upon the transcendental erotic dalliance. Eternally waiting upon.
No, again, go.
Chalu teki.
Other self.
Who else except Sri Gaura Hari's mercy embodiment, Sri Nityananda's other self, Gurudev, his divine grace, Srimad Bhakti Bilas Tirtha Goswami Maharaj, who is none but Bimala Manjari, eternally waiting upon the transcendental erotic dalliance of Radha Govinda,
eternally
waiting upon,
waiting upon.
Means serving, waiting upon the transcendental erotic dalliance of Radha Govinda at their sportive land of Braja. Out of his bounteous mercy.
Out of his?
Bounteous.
Bounteous. Bounteous.
Like bountiful.
Bounteous. Prature. Prature. Bounteous.
Or bountiful.
Bountiful is better English.
Probably not word, such word.
Out of his bounteous mercy, operated upon my eyes with the carillium of intuitive wisdom, for having a glimpse of the divine sport, although I am the vilest creature. Well, he has operated out of his great mercy, bounteous mercy, he operated upon my eyes with the carillium of intuitive wisdom, for having a glimpse
Abhigya?
Glimpse, drishti.
Glimpse.
Yeah, drishtipat. A glimpse of the divine sport. Although I am the vilest creature. In this way.
By His grace, suddenly I got entrance into that vision.
Later, next paragraph, a vile destitute. A vile destitute.
Yeah?
He's describing himself.
A vile.
Vile.
Vile, vile. Yeah.
V-I-L-E.
Yeah. Vile destitute.
Vile destitute as I am.
A dwarf as I am. What a foolish gesture to make a high jump to catch the moon. A poor soul as I am, how could I aspire after the gain of Krishna Prema? When the Bhagavat itself, at the very outset, says, how could I aspire when the Bhagavat itself, at the very outset, beginning, it says, him, the sages and gods, are puzzled to know. Mane murjanti jatsuda. Where angels fear to tread, devils try to trespass. Meaning fools rush in where angels fear. Then in the next paragraph, he tells about his spiritual vision of Rasaraja Mahabhava. Asanvin. How can I, such a fool, vouchsafed to undertake this task is a mystery which I felt not proper on my part to disclose, as it might be bringing spiritual conceit. But subsequently I realized that it would be an act undone to my spiritual guru, which might stand as an obstacle on the path of my spiritual progress. Within.
Guru Radesh. Guru Radesh bole amake korte hocche, because it is this duty is given on me by my guru.
Yes.
If I do not do, then I shall commit offense to my repeat. So I am engaged in such a bold action. What is that? He's approaching to it. Dasama skanda.
No.
Or in the beginning of Bhagavad.
Beginning of
Pura Bhagavad. Pura Bhagavad Ranavad Kutchen. And introduction a Kotali.
Then we are finished.
No, Ektuar. Without any reserve, I record the fact that one day in a spiritual vision, my divine master commanded me to follow him. My divine master commanded me to follow him, and soon I could see myself present along with him at an enchanting dalliance of the Rasaraj and Mahabhav at that transcendental sportive land of Braja. What a marvelous sight! But soon I lost myself in ecstatic rapture. Alas, I lost the vision and lamented so bitterly when my divine master, once again appearing before me, behested me to penetrate upon Srimad Bhagavatam and commissioned me to undertake this task and yet another one for the attainment of final beatitude or summum bonum of my life.
And that the Brahma Vimohan Lila, after Lord Brahma says offers his prayers to Krishna, Gyane Prayasamudapasana Manta Eva, and other prayers in appreciation of Krishna. Does he prays? Doesn't he pray to become situated in Vrindavan as a creeper? Does he make a similar prayer to that of Uddhava?
Did he make?
Yes. And where, when after he begins to pray to Krishna?
After Brahmastal, when Krishna is born, at that time also there is some event of Brahma with other gods. Then Brahma, after this Brahma Mohan, when he stole the cowboys and the cops, then again he met at Daroga. Always he is found to be tested. And still Brahma is our mool Gurudev. He is the original guru of our life. And so much so that Madhvacharya eliminated from Bhagavatam. He could not accept those two chapters of Bhagavatam where Brahma was under illusion, misunderstanding about Krishna. But Mahaprabhu accepted everything in toto. Very peculiar thing, Achinta. Nimai is very fond of this expression, Achinta Vilavit. Everything is unintelligible. Our original guru, he is perplexed. Not only once, but thrice. How to accommodate? That is Leela, to attribute to each Leela. Independent of everything. Sometimes showing that he is under his servants. Whatever the servant likes, he cannot but do that, and sometimes ignore him. That is the spontaneous pastimes of the absolute. Absolute. Showing his absolute submission to Radharani, sometimes ignoring, sometimes he is ignoring. Ahiribhagati prema sabhabhujula. Rupa Goswami has supplied this basis. When we go to think about the past themes of the Absolute, we finite, we'll have to take this armor. Ahiribhagati prema sabhabhujula. Naturally, it is crooked, just as the movement of the serpent. serpent cannot go straight by zigzag way. So, absolute, the weeds that come from him in that way, above all, that characteristic is always maintained. Cannot be taken under any law and rule. Rules and law. With this thing, initial, we should approach to study anything and everything about the Absolute. He is Absolute, and we are infinitesimal. He is Adhokshaja. Once I asked Bhagavad Prabhupada, why this difference in the conception of the last part of Krishna Lila between Sanatana and the root? Sanatana closed in Mathura, and the root took in another shape towards Dwaraka. Lalita Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav in Vrindavan Lila, and Lalita Madhav in Dwaraka Lila. Same group taken there in different form. And Sanatana group, Prabhu, he like to complete in Mathura. As for Mathura, again, the wheel turning to Vrindavan, in actual life, passing in this way. So this is a pravas in Mathura. After that long, long separation, again the wheel changes. In Vrindavan they think, oh, Nanda Yashoda has got no child. In this way, they must have some child, son. In this way, then oh yes, Yashoda will have some child. In this way, again passing, they developing and going to Mathura, Kamsa, and from Mathura Mandal, not it. He took his Krishna into Dwaraka, but Rupa Goswami took Lalita as Jambuvati, Radharani as Satyabhama, Chandravali as Rukmini. In this way, transformation ka, somewhat. I asked this to Prabhupada. Prabhupada simply answered me, we are going into details. Why it has been mentioned as Adhokshaja? That was his short answer. An understandable Achintaniya Adhokshaja. Everything is not bound to come within our fist. All right is out. In that way. That sort of expectant attitude should always be maintained within us if we like to be in connection with that plane of thought. Jnani prayasa mudapasya. It is our defect. That's why we want to understand anything and everything. It may be qualification here, but in relation to the transcendental truth of the highest order, it is disqualification. The everything we want to know, the clue of everything, the key of everything we want to have in our possession. But this is really the path to progress. if we assert in this way, we rather lose confidence there. And there will be some delay to extend the key to us. If a servant getting engagement in his master's house is very particular to have the key of the store, very particular, then the master will suspect him. So that is a type of disease to know anything and everything. That is the understanding element in us is enemy to our progress. It is difficult, of course, to accept. But still it is so. See, that is surrender. What understanding the gopis had, knowledge of the Shastra, this or that, nothing. Rather, what we understand to be standard purity, knowledge, all these things, they are disqualified. In the case of the absolute pleasure, you see, Krishna one day, he suddenly fell ill and became senseless. And another figure, he came as a physician. Oh, Yashoda, your boy is caught by some disease, is it? I am told by someone. Yes, yes. Who are you? I am a physician. Come. Physician, a mystic physician. I would like to see your son. What is his disease? He fainted. Perhaps a headache, all these things. Then he, he told that I can, that is a very big disease, but I want to cure him, I can. Only I want some water and that can be taken, water that should be taken in a porous pot. Porous, so many pores or holes?
Yes.
Porous. In that pot some water should be taken from Yamuna. And only a chaste lady can do that. A chaste girl must take some water in a porous pot, and then with the help of that I shall give some medicine and the boy will come to consciousness immediately. Then Yashoda was mad to find out who is chaste lady in Vrindavan. Then those Jyotila and Kutila, the Radharani's mother-in-law and sister-in-law. Jyotila was mother-in-law and Kutila was sister-in-law, husband-sister. Naturally, they preached about some doubt, suspicion in the other girls of the gopis. So, generally they are considered to be chaste. So Yashoda appealed to one, so Yashoda first, you please go and take some water. How it is possible? In a forest pot, to take water, it is impossible. No, the physician says, no, if he is really a chest lady, then she can take water. Then the Yashoda could not avoid that mad request of Yashoda.